Beth and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, or is it the Sad Morning Show, or is it the Dis Morning Show?
I like Dis.
The Dis, the Dave, Ian, and Sylvia.
It just sounds more hip, and then just sad.
The Sad Morning Show.
You want a good start to the morning.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go to the Dis Morning Show. Mahoney is out for one final day, and he is back from vacation after 3 weeks out or whatever it's been. I don't know. He's coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
Good news and bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
All right, well, let's go with the bad news.
The bad news. A $400,000 Lamborghini went up in flames after a minivan pulled off a gas pump. So most gas pumps in this modern day of 2018 have the safety breakaway feature. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen the videos from gas station surveillance where somebody forgets that they have. In fact, this is something that, Sylvia, I imagine that you would have done at least once in your life.
Like,
you leave the gas thing in the... Nope.
I'm always there.
Okay.
I never leave it.
You never leave it? Nope. All right. Well, you see how sometimes people leave it in there, and they'll go inside and get a snack, and they get done pumping their gas, and they forget that it's still in there. They drive off, and the thing has a breakaway feature, right?
I don't know how that happens. How do you forget? You're at the gas station.
You're distracted, whatever. Well, in this case, it didn't have the breakaway feature, and unfortunately, there was a guy in a Lamborghini the next pump over, and it caused the gas pump and this dude's $400,000 Lamborghini to explode. Oh. Onlookers say this is a clear indication that drivers should always pay attention before, during, and after fueling. Police have determined the incident was an accident, which I'm sure that it makes that guy feel a lot better. And that guy's insurance company. Guy's insurance company.
Like, this was an accident.
Cool. $400,000.
I thought it was on purpose.
Should have raised your premium.
I feel better. It's an accident.
Well, that's the bad news.
That's the super bad news.
Yeah. And I have some good news.
Okay.
Kind of good news. A guy got gored by a bull.
Oh.
While looking at a used car.
That's the good news?
He came, almost died on Wednesday of last week in Tracy, California, when he went to look at a car for sale.
Yeah.
And he came face to face with this aggressive bull. And you're like, why was there a bull there?
Yeah.
Tracy, California, pretty rural area, like lots of farms and stuff. Ranchy. Yeah.
Okay.
The man who goes by King says his memory is a little hazy, but he remembers being gored twice before somebody stopped and honked his horn. King says he called out for help while he hid. He was rushed to the hospital. 3 hours of surgery later, and he is recovering from wounds on both sides of his stomach.
That's insane, because you've seen like the bullfighters in Spain where they get gored like the throat.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
It's horrific.
Yeah, like when a bull attacks you, it can be deadly and can be deadly quickly.
Yeah,
doctor gory. Said the reason why this man was able to survive because he was so fat.
Really?
His belly fat saved him from further injuries. So this guy has been playing the long game.
Yep.
That was his plan the whole time. Like, listen, I'm gaining weight because one day, you never know, I might get
gored. I may go look at a used Chevy Silverado. There may be an angry bull there, and I want to be safe. So hand me that extra bag of Doritos. But there you have it. The good news today is that a guy gored by a bull saved because he is so fat.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
This installment of Dirty Laundry is brought to us by the Fremont Street Experience's Downtown Rocks free concert series featuring The Cult this Saturday, July 14th. Dirty Laundry is all about going out and finding interesting characters at these bar laundromats. And there's a couple of them here in town. Most of them are just bars. Most of them are just laundromats. But there are a couple of bar laundromat combinations. And Ian has found one particular one on Boulder Highway, which is quite the spot.
It is my favorite.
80-year-old bartender.
Yes. She's having her birthday party next month. We were all invited.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you all can make it. Yep. I will definitely be there.
I have to check the calendar, but sure, would love to attend.
Dave, I already talked to your wife. You're free next month. I got it.
Don't worry. Really?
Yep, you are coming with.
Great.
So Wild Bill will be there.
Yes.
And he is featured today on Dirty Laundry. Now, Wild Bill is a very close friend of mine, and he is a frequenter of this bar. He actually lives right behind it. So he comes in sometimes with his own pitcher and says, hey, I need a beer. I'll pay you tomorrow. And they fill up his beer.
Yeah, he's got a rolling tab. And the thing about Wild Bill is that he's kind of a good guy, but he also does a lot of weird sort of bad stuff. you know, he'll regularly talk about all of the working gals that he encounters.
But his heart's in the right place.
He's
been arrested a number of times.
He's clean from drugs now.
Now. He used to talk about how it had the best speed. Is that right?
Yep.
That was? Yeah.
Yeah, he was really into his methamphetamine back in the day.
Oh,
but
neato.
Now he's just sitting at the bar, just being Wild Bill.
And he is a wealth of stories and also a wealth of knowledge. And he is putting that wealth of knowledge to great use by teaching our youth. Right, Ian?
Exactly. He is. And that brings us to this clip. It features Bill and a fellow bar owner down the road, and Bill had to teach him some things.
Dirty Laundry.
We started a bar called Dick's Tavern. When the owner of the bar, he passed away, he left his 21-year-old kid a bar. Well, he was like a big from hell, so he had no clue how to act in his dive bar area. So his 22nd birthday, we got him a blow-up doll. And he just turned pink and red. He didn't know what to do with a big old giant boy like him. So I took it out, threw it on the front of his truck on Boulder Highway, got my drawers, and I went to show him how to f*** a blow-up doll on Boulder Highway. So the following year, we get him a blow-up pig. Figured he could handle the animal, you know, kingdom maybe, you know? And so we get him a blow-up pig. He wouldn't touch it, so I ended up just hooking on him, playing it with it all night until I showed him how to f*** a pig and on Boulder Highway.
So you made love to a blow-up girl and pig.
Uh-huh. You know what I like about them? They don't tell on you. I mean, if you pick your top hog, it's going to get out of it. That's about it. I was sleeping. But sheep, man, that's why you never do sheep, because they always come back and go, Dad, Dad.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting word.
I can't do this.
It's Top Stories.
Top stories brought to us by the Fremont Street Experience's Downtown Rocks free concert series featuring the Cult this Saturday, July 14th. So I don't know exactly what's going on here in Las Vegas, but it seems like Southern California money is starting to pour in the real estate world.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
No.
I wish I was smarter. San Diego investors bought a Southern Las Vegas Valley rental complex for more than double the market average. And that's what makes me scratch my head. I'm like, couldn't they have gotten a better deal on this?
Yeah, seriously.
Logan Capital Advisors acquired the 255-unit in area in Southern Highlands. Mm-hmm. It's right there. If you're going south on the 15, it's on the right before you get off on St. Rose.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's interesting about it is that investors last year paid an average of $105,000 per unit at this apartment complex. These guys just came in, and they're paying almost $252,000 per unit.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like 1.5x what was previously paid just a year ago. A Salt Lake City firm bought an apartment complex in Henderson for $99.6 million, or $200,000 per unit. Excuse me, $99.6 million or $200,000 per unit in April. So these prices just keep like going up and up, and you're like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? I don't really know.
So like you try to rent or buy in that complex, is it like it's just going to be like way higher? Like the
sure, yeah. I mean, if they're paying double or 1.5x what they previously paid for it a year ago, yeah. I mean,
oh cool,
that's not great for people that want to rent in the area.
No, it's not. Jeez.
So Vidara down at City Center now has employed a couple of robots to deliver room service. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
So that way you don't get shamed. I don't know the last time that you guys got room service. But you'll get room service and they have like the auto gratuity on there.
Oh.
But then the person's standing there and they're looking at you and you're like, son of a bitch.
Oh, I thought you meant like shamed for like what you ordered.
Oh, no. That's I'm way past that point in my life.
Oh, yeah.
3 cheeseburgers and cold fries. Don't ask. No, there's you know, the auto gratuity that comes on there, and it's always a ridiculous like delivery charge and gratuity. But then because they're standing there, I feel the need to tip them further.
Yeah.
In this case, not so much. They're autonomous robots. They have names, Fetch and Jet, and they work alongside their human counterparts to carry out delivery of snacks, spa products, food, and beverage items.
Oh, how cute the names.
And after receiving an order, a staff member will load the desired product into the robot's transport complex, compartment rather, and input their room number, and then the robot will navigate its way to the guest room to deliver the product.
So it's like they're just big Roombas then.
Kinda.
Right? Yeah.
That's all they are.
Kinda, but
they're
not
named,
really.
But they're named Fletch and Jet.
I think it would be cooler if the robots
Fetch. You can call it Fletch if you
Fletch.
Want.
Oh, Fletch. Oh,
Fletch is
Fletch.
Cool, too. Fetch. But I think it would be cooler if the robots did it all by themselves.
I'm just going to go to Vidara, and I'm going to rob Fetch and Jet.
I want to ride Jet. Just around.
Be like, oh, somebody ordered a turkey burger. Did they?
I'm going to bring Marcus Mocha real quick. We'll be right back.
Fetch and Jet will ask guests for feedback on their service before traveling back to their docking stations. And the entire delivery process usually takes less than 5 minutes to complete.
Okay.
And the robots, if you give it a 5-star rating, mm-hmm. will do a little dance for you.
Do a little dance.
Do the humans do that now?
No, no, they don't. This is sure. There's way more joy in this. This is way better.
Big giant robot coming before, to your room.
How long before the trolls start just giving it 1-star reviews?
Oh, don't you dare.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if that
Fetch
like
Fetch and Jet become addicted to painkillers just to ease the pain. So bad at my job. No one likes me.
Yeah, like wouldn't it like mess it up?
So the robots are able to handle multiple requests and wirelessly communicate with the hotel systems, include operating the elevators autonomously as well.
Oh,
so
don't give them that power.
One day if they get mad, they're like, no one's going anywhere.
Ooh, Fetch.
So a woman mistakenly took another person's car from a Walmart over in the UK. She rented a black Nissan Sentra, nice. Hopped in the unlocked, ready to start Infiniti after shopping at a local store. She drove away, leaving the Nissan behind and going about her life with her rental car for 2 weeks in June. Upon returning the rental car to the company 2 weeks later, she complained about the vehicle's dirty interior, including the golf clubs inside. The manager looked at the Infiniti and informed her it wasn't the black car she rented. They retraced her path back to the Walmart where the Sentra was found in the parking spot where the woman had parked it. They contacted the city police force that confirmed the Infiniti was listed as stolen, as reported by the owner. He was soon reunited with the vehicle. So this, God, how stupid do you have to be?
How does that happen?
How dumb do you have to be to go get in somebody else's car and not realize this is an entirely different vehicle? It's a different make, a different model. It's dirty. There's golf clubs. You didn't notice any of this previously. Like, you just got in a black car because it was in the same parking lot and drove away for 2 weeks.
So you see the golf clubs and you're like, all right.
Well, I don't recall playing any golf, but I suppose I could have forgotten.
I guess I could start now.
Suppose I'll just head on down the road and think about it. God, he's so dumb.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, so you can ask me anything that you want, and I should have prefaced this, that there has to be some ground rules here, right?
Oh, man.
So the only ground rule is that you can't ask me a question that would directly affect, like, my wife or my kid or something like that. So, for example, somebody said, have you and your wife ever done butt stuff? And if so, did she enjoy it? That one I would throw the flag on because that would be talking about something. I would be revealing something about her that I don't know if she wants revealed or not. So
exactly. And plus,
you can ask me whatever you want.
She's not on the hot seat. You
are. I am. So here's another one. Have you ever let your wife do butt stuff to you? Equality in the bedroom, man. So that's asking me a question about me.
Yeah, so it's you.
And the answer is no. That's not my bag, baby. But thank you for
not
asking.
Not even tried?
No, man.
No? Okay.
Curiosity.
I'm just wondering.
Have you?
No. What? I'm not on the hot seat, Dave. I'm not on the hot seat.
He's lying.
He's not on the hot seat.
He's not on the hot seat. Don't put this on me, Dave.
Oh, my God, Ian.
He is lying.
What?
Really?
It's 2018, guys. Come on. All right. Wake up a little bit, Dave.
All right, so you can fire over any questions that you want. You can text us at 73100. You can call us at 702-791-1075. On social media, at Dave and Mahoney. And if you ask me a question that I don't answer, that I refuse to answer, you get Panic at the Disco tickets.
Okay.
T-Mobile Arena.
I got one.
August 18th. Okay, go ahead.
All right. What makes you feel insecure?
Oh, man, everything.
Jeez.
No, I mean, I think isn't everyone kind of like that, right? Like, I'm fatter than I want to be. Okay. You know,
you can fix that.
But it takes so much work.
All right.
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm great with my attention span. I don't read as much as I want to. I drink more than I probably should. I mean, there's a million things. Like, it's a long list.
You don't read because of the attention, right?
Because of the attention. Yeah. And I'm always drunk at night. No, I'm kidding.
Dave, you're great. Don't worry, man.
Okay, morning, Dave. So here's my question. Since being married to your lovely wife, when's the last time you checked out another woman other than your wife? Oh, all of the time, honestly.
Instagram is a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean,
does that count?
I mean, even if like an attractive woman walks by, I'm like, okay, yes, she's beautiful. I'm not going to act on it, but
no, of course not.
It's window shopping, right? I mean, if a guy says that they don't check out other women. And I think vice versa as well. If women say they don't check out hot guys.
Exactly.
They're lying about it.
Totally.
Here's one. Dave, I know your divorce seemed pretty amicable, but I was wondering, how come you wanted kids with your present wife and not the first wife? So for those of you that don't know, I was married for about almost 5 years to my first wife. So we were together when we were in our early 20s until my early 30s. So about 10 years all in. I was just at a different place in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of people change a lot from the time that you're in your early 20s to your early 30s. And by the time that my wife and I met, mm-hmm. I definitely was at a different point, definitely wanted to have kids. Yeah. And so it was like, we got married and within like a month we were pregnant. We both wanted kids immediately and we want to have a lot of kids too. So we have one currently and we have another one on the way.
Well, especially like late 20s, early 30s, you're still really young.
Yeah.
To be thinking about that. And plus, like,
it was never even really a conversation. It didn't even really come up that
well. Well, that, and then you just have like 10 million jobs. So, like, your focus probably, like, you know, what can I do next? Or, you know, what's my next project?
This next one says, admit Mahoney is better than you at everything. Okay. I admit that Mahoney is better. I'm just kidding.
I was going to see where you were going
with that one. Oh, boy. That is
What's the worst illegal thing you've done that you got away with?
The worst illegal thing that I've done that I got away with. Yeah. Well, I did run from the cops one time, like full on in a car, like taking off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't me driving. So it was my buddy Wiznut. We were out one night having we were partying or whatever, and we were going around this corner.
Yeah.
And it was in South Carolina. We lived there at the time, and he had looked down to change the radio or something, and he looked up. And I'm like, look out. And we're going like head on with a cop car.
Oh, dang.
And he yanks the wheel, but the side view mirrors impact and explode. And he goes to stop. Well, I know he's got drugs in the car. And so I go,
oh my God.
Go.
You being the good friend.
I'm exactly. like, go. And I know the neighborhood really well because it's the neighborhood where I lived. And so I'm like, take a left right here. So he takes that left. I'm like, whatever you do, just don't take the next left. He takes the next left.
Oh, of course.
And he spins around in there. Well, we end up getting out of that, and we go back to my house. We park the car around back, cover it with like a tarp, and we go inside. And a couple of minutes later, a friend came over, and he's like, man, there's a lot of cops out there. Well, I think they're looking for someone.
Were like,
yeah, that's weird.
Were you whistling like hardcore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. So that's probably the most significant thing that I've done that's illegal that I've gotten away with. Running from the cops was pretty intense.
This one's pretty gross. Dave, what's the longest you've gone without taking a shower?
Boy, that's a good question.
Who would know that?
I mean, a couple days, probably.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like on a weekend, sure. I've gone a couple of days without taking a shower, definitely. But I can't remember a time where it's been longer than that.
You seem like you shower quite often. Are you a 2-shower-a-day guy?
If I work out, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Oh, yeah, because you shower in the morning.
Did you shower shame me for showering too much?
No, I didn't at all.
You,
I respect that.
You greasy
that.
Little weasel.
I shower once a day, so I respect the 2-shower
people.
Well,
I mean, Dave goes to the gym.
I sweat, too. I just don't work out.
Matt, on Facebook, the first time that you needed Plan B, I don't think that I've ever needed, well, maybe I have. I don't think that I've ever needed Plan B. Plan B is like where a girl goes to a gas station or whatever and gets the Plan B because, you know, you had relations. And I don't think that's ever happened to me, if I'm being honest.
Do you have friends, though, that have been in that situation, though?
Oh, sure. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same
with
me.
I mean, you don't really talk about it, right?
No, yeah. Not one of those things.
Brian said, would you ever give out your personal cell phone number on the air? No. Like, why would I do that?
The
only people that would call me would be the people that I wouldn't want to call me. There's lots of people that are listening to the show that we interact with all of the time. And frankly, like, social media is just as an effective way to get in touch with somebody as having a personal cell phone.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah. It just pings right on your phone right there.
So, yeah, I think that in this age, in 2018, it's kind of unnecessary.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any gross habits?
Yeah, sure. Like, like if I have a little piece of a nail hanging off, I'll bite it off.
That's not really gross.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Do you eat it?
No. No,
you have to spit it out.
You eat your nails and your boogers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're weird,
Dave,
man.
I just want you to be as gross as I am.
Oh, man.
Well, Dave, what would be written on your headstone?
Hopefully, good husband, good father.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If you had the choice, what would you put on there? Good husband, good father?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the goal, right?
That is.
Yeah. This one just came in on the Centennial Toyota text line. Do you ever feel it's your fault you guys left and went to Texas? Like, my fault personally? Partially? I mean, partially the fault of you know the management here at the time, partially the fault of the boss that wanted to bring us down there, partially the fault of all of us for going, wow, this could be a great opportunity, and getting caught up in the moment and not having enough foresight for how things could go wrong.
Sure.
So, yeah, sure, I'll take the blame for that.
All right, one more. Dave, have you ever checked out Sylvia while working across from her and thought, damn, she's looking good today?
Nope.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, every single hour today at 50 past the hour, we just have time for a couple of more here. Ian, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Dave, what category do you search most on porn sites?
Oh, God. So embarrassing.
Come on.
Cowgirl.
Yeah! My man! Woo-wee!
Am I blushing? I feel like I'm blushing.
No, yes, you are.
You're very right.
Oh, yeah. Man, Dave. Hey, good answer.
It's honest. Here's one for you. That one cool girl on Twitter said, have you ever hooked up with a celebrity? And if so, who? No. If I had hooked up with a celebrity, you would have known it ages ago. Not even close.
Who would be a celebrity?
That I wanted to hook up with?
Yeah.
I've always had a thing for Jessica Alba, which is strange because she's not really my type. Not really like the normal type of girl where I'm like, oh, she's, you know, but Jessica Alba, I've always had a thing for. Mm-hmm. I don't know if current Jessica Alba or not, but all right, one more. Go ahead, Sylvia. Right.
Do you feel like you're a good kisser?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. Or maybe all the girls that I've dated just are good liars. But no, I feel like I'm a good kisser. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Put a lot of passion into it.
Just like grab the head.
KXDEFM
HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
This check of the voicemail is brought to us by CSN. Get enrolled at CSN today. Go to csn.edu now. That's csn.edu. It is not too late. Here we go with our first message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, yeah. Today is National Free Slurpee Day. Bring a friend, bring nine of them, and get on down to 7-Eleven. I know I am. There's about over 100 of them in the valley. I'm going to be loaded up on Slurpees. Slurpees in my belly. Yeah.
Message deleted.
Kid you not, Sylvia was legit excited about 7-Eleven Day.
Yeah. I really thought he was going to say get on down to Slurpee Town.
Yeah. Getting on down to Slurpee Town. Missed the
totally
opportunity.
Totally missed it. It's like,
it was right there. It was right there.
I don't know. I might go down to 7-Eleven.
Get myself
a cherry Slurpee.
All right, man.
You should. Seriously.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, man, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you don't want to end up like one of those gas stations here in town. It's a gas station / Nathan's Pizza / Cox Authorized Dealer / U-Haul / Post Office /. But maybe keep it down to like three things, man. Keep up the hard work.
Message deleted.
So yesterday we were talking about a bar laundromat combination that was also a bowling parlor and a pizza place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it seemed like a good idea because all of those things are awesome, but then we realized it's really just like a bowling alley with a laundromat in it, which is kind of stupid.
Hey, that's not stupid at all.
I don't think it's stupid.
Pretty stupid.
No. And I had a couple of people message me yesterday talking about my idea for the dog groomer laundromat, rough and tumble. Yeah. They said that was a great idea.
Rough and tumble. It's a great idea.
It is adorable.
You could bring your dog in.
Yeah.
If you also had it as like a car spa too, though, so you could just get everything done at once. And then if you put it at the airport, so you could drop your dog off, board your dog after it got, you know, nice and groomed up, ready to go, felt good about going into boarding. And then you had your car get done. I mean, this, you drop your laundry off, you come home, your dog is pristine. Your car is pristine. See, your laundry is done.
It's convenient.
That's the best idea ever.
Like, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah. And we'll put a post office in it, too.
Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you know that feeling you got when there's a cop behind you or next to you at a stoplight and you don't know what to do because you're up to no good? The answer is picking your nose. Because the last thing you would ever do in your entire life with a cop next to you with a dead body in your trunk would be pick your nose. You're welcome.
Message deleted.
Oh, so
wait, because you're up to no good. I thought you meant like maybe you had some weed in the car or something. Not you had a dead body in the trunk.
Wow.
God, that escalated.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
I pick my nose in front of a cop.
Yeah, I would totally do that one.
Let's see. We got one more, guys.
All right. Please leave a message after the tone.
Guys, please tell my wife that Saturday is for the boys. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Yeah, that works in concept, but not in reality.
No.
Yeah, dude, I work on Saturdays.
Yeah, man. Like, the idea of going out on a Saturday night, especially if you have, here's the problem, right, is that if you have family obligations on Sunday, you're going to go out on Saturday, but the whole time you're going to be trying not to get too drunk because then you'll be too hungover to be productive on Sunday, and then you'll spend the entire day hating whatever you do on Sunday and also being shamed because you went out and got too drunk with the boys. So,
and then it's not really worth it.
So Friday should be for the boys.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Today's Movie Quote Quiz brought to us by the Fremont Street Experience's Downtown Rock's free concert series featuring The Cult this Saturday, July 14th. Jimmy is joining us from North Las Vegas. Hello, Jimmy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Good. So here's how the game works. It's five movie quotes. You get three or more correct, and you win. You can hear each one, and then if you need to hear it a second time, no problem on each quote. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it plays a second time. If you get one correct today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Are you ready, Jimmy?
Yeah, go.
Are you a big movie buff?
Not really.
Okay, good. Oh, this ought to work out just fine.
This is the game that you were meant to play.
All right. So, good Ian, intro. Take it away, my friend.
Let's hit it. Quote number one.
Come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does, too. And I'm going to do anything I can to get her. That's it. Sandy,
tell me about it, Step.
Ooh.
Oh, so sexy.
Any
not a clue.
Not a clue.
I don't understand that thing, no.
You want to hear it one more time or just pass?
Just pass.
Okay. Thank you for not wasting our time, Jimmy. Right.
Yes. All right, on to quote number two, Jimmy.
Jack Gordon.
Mr. Gordon. Good. Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, huh? Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
Wow.
You can hear it one more time.
Go ahead.
All right, for a second time here.
Jack Gordon.
Mr. Gordon, good. Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, huh? Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
Well, you guys are kicking me down today.
What's your favorite movie, Jimmy?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
That was Silence of the Lambs.
That was your favorite movie, Jimmy.
Really?
That was your favorite movie.
Oh, that was your favorite movie, Jimmy.
We'll give it to you.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
All right. On to quote number three, Jimmy.
All right, you alien holes. In the words of my generation, up yours! Oh, boys! I'm back!
Oh, what a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
What a dream team. I think that's kind of some kind of a clue you're giving me there.
No, I said what a great scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, boy.
Randy Quaid is the clue.
Randy Quaid... Shoot. Not a real big movie buff. Couldn't do it, man.
All right.
Okay, you're still alive because you have the one on Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
If you get the next two, you win.
I think he's got a chance.
You have a chance. These next two are pretty easy, Ian.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy.
I don't know if they're Jimmy easy, though. Here we go.
No doubt.
All right, on to quote number four, Jimmy.
You tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons. Handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes, and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
Come on, man.
One more time, I think.
Stick with it.
Okay.
You tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons. Handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes, and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
That pain on me, Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby, come on, you're on the right track.
Talladega Nights.
Aww.
Jimmy's over here cheating in the background.
I know. You're not smooth, man.
It's fine.
Jeez.
You have two. If you and your friend can get the third one here.
In the back, man. I just said Ricky Bobby. You know, yelled out a title.
Okay. All right, Jimmy.
All right.
Fifth and final one.
Here we go.
You can still amazingly get the win here. Here we go.
Master Robin. Oh! You lost your arms in battle. Oh, how terrible. But you grew some nice boobs.
Blinkin', I'm over here.
Oh, later.
Wow. Not getting that.
You want it one more
one
time?
One more time. This is the last one.
Of course, I got it.
Last one.
Master Robin! Oh! You lost your arms in battle. Oh, how terrible. But you grew some nice boobs.
Blinkin', I'm over here.
Oh, later.
5 seconds.
Come on.
Don't got it, man.
That was Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, you are categorically awful at this game, but we do appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Thank you.
See you later.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, I'm on the hot seat today. That means you can ask me literally anything that you want. Was that your little hot seat sound effect?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And I have to answer it. Now, within reason, of course, but if you ask me a question that I choose not to answer, I'll give you tickets for Panic at the Disco.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm actually kind of curious about this one.
Okay.
What group, quote unquote, were you in high school?
What
were
group?
You, yeah, so were you like a jock, stoner, obviously not goth, but...
What do you mean, obviously not goth? Come on.
Obviously not goth.
No, he's not listening to Bauhaus.
So I went to, when I was in my freshman and my sophomore year of high school, I was living in Minnesota, and then I went to my junior and senior year in South Carolina. So it was kind of split, because when I got to South Carolina for my junior and senior year, a very small school, like there were 68 kids that I graduated with in my senior year class. So it wasn't so much segregated into groups. There was just like a couple of pockets of people that liked each other and a couple of pockets of people that didn't like.
There were no like cliques?
Kind of, but because it was so small.
Like everybody just
everyone just sort of hung
tolerated.
Out. But there was a group of guys that I specifically did not like because it was a private school. And so they were like the really rich, spoiled kids who had like the Eddie Bauer edition Ford Explorers with like... and in high school, mind you.
Yeah.
And so there was a group of those guys that I didn't like, but... To call myself a jock when I was a cross-country runner, I think would probably be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But by default?
I was more of like a band kid because not like the traditional band, but like me and my buddies had like a little crappy rock band that we were in. And so that was more the group that I was in, yeah.
Kind of artsy?
Kind of artsy, but not really talented enough to be full-on artsy. If we're being honest.
Dave was just kind of floating around.
I was just sort of a floater.
Seriously.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, have you ever had a threesome?
No, I've never had a threesome.
Okay.
Except for in my dreams. Scott joining us from Logandale.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, man?
All right, man. All right, Dave. You ready?
Yep.
In your professional career, you ever met a woman that was so hot that you're so attracted to, you had to go home, take care of business, thinking about her? And if you did, what was her name?
No, not so hot that I like had to run home and take care of business. I feel like I'm too old.
In the middle of a meeting.
I gotta go. Sylvia's here. Happens all the time. No. There was this one girl that I worked with back in South Carolina. Her name is Jamie, and she was really, really very, very pretty.
Yeah.
But she was also like super buttoned up and very professional and had her career totally together. And so I knew that there was zero chance. And she's dating another guy in the building. So that really also kind of killed things. But yeah, no, she was probably the most attractive girl that I ever worked with in like a long-term setting. But I did work with a bunch of girls that were very attractive when I was one of the top servers at Outback Steakhouse. I will have
right.
you know. That's right. Top sales on Mother's Day 1 year.
All right.
No way.
Yeah, that's
good
right.
for you,
yeah.
Dave.
So you basically have a work spank bank listed from 1 to 10.
1 to 20. Thanks for the call today, Scott. Fair See enough. You later, man.
Bye.
All right.
Hey, Dave, have you ever been cheated on or have you ever cheated?
Yes and yes. I think that most people probably say yes and yes to that. What?
That was a cheater stumble right there, man.
Yeah.
Yes and yes, because it brings up these terrible memories of when I got cheated on.
It's a horrible feeling.
It's terrible.
It's worse.
I think that you're a lot less likely to cheat after you've been cheated on.
Because you know what it's like.
Yeah, it's terrible. But there was a specific time that I remember driving down the road in my periwinkle blue Ford Probe GT, listening to Better Than Ezra, Desperately Wanting.
Yes. Oh.
Tears streaming down my cheeks because I'd been cheated on.
But it was like flying away because you had the windows.
The windows were down.
And all, like when you pass by people.
But yes and yes. Brent from Centennial, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
All right. Good. So if you had to fight, have sex with, or marry Jesus, the Buddha, Nelson Mandela.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
Oh boy!
I feel like Jesus would be a great husband.
Yeah.
So I'd go with that. I'd probably fight Nelson Mandela because I saw him get old, and it seems
so
like
you think you have an advantage.
Like I could sweep the leg. Yeah.
Fight Nelson Mandela.
And then I had to have relations with one Buddha. Yeah, a sweet cushiony lover. Right. Yeah, that's a weird question, man, but. I'm confident in my answers.
Give a good squeeze. Fight Nelson Mandela.
Thank you, Brent. Have a good day.
Jeez.
Buddha, big squeeze.
Going to the Centennial Toyota text line, have you ever been starstruck? And if so, who was it? This is totally lame because you meet a lot of celebrities in this business over the years and a lot of people you get starstruck with, early on at least. But early on for me, Bob Saget.
For sure.
Yeah, because I just started out in radio. And I was such a huge fan of Full House when I was a kid that he came into the studio and I was just like,
best.
Oh, my God. Because he was doing like a comedy show and he came in to promote his appearance at the comedy club in South Carolina. And sure enough, he shows up and I'm doing an interview with him on the show and I was just blown
away.
Were
you like low-key fanboying?
Not at all. I was just geeking out. And he invited me to go to the show and I did. And then afterwards, we all went out to a bar called Sundance Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
And he's like buying shots for all these college chicks. And I'm like, Bob Saget is the coolest and we're friends now. And then I met him a couple of years later and he didn't remember me.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, as long as it's a question directed at me, you can ask anything you want. And if I choose not to answer your question, you get tickets for Panic at the Disco at the T-Mobile Arena. If you're the first person in with a question that's so pressing,
I
just can't bring myself to answer it. Sylvia, go ahead.
All right. Have you ever checked out another man's package? Junk, if you will. His schlong.
Well,
wiener.
As it turns out, there's a funny story about that. Yes, I have.
Was it by accident?
Nope.
Oh.
No, it was not.
Oh.
And
was it like just
uncovered?
Yep. Yeah. So there was, there's this thing called Morning Show Boot Camp, which we do every year where we go to either Atlanta or Chicago. And this past year was in Atlanta, but the year before, and I don't think it happened this past year. It's kind of an annual tradition, which is why I say that. There's this guy who is retired from the business now. So Sylvia and Ian, I'm sorry if you go this year, it's not going to happen. But the past previous years, there's this guy who is known for having a gigantic schmeckel.
Oh.
And it becomes this thing where somebody always gets drunk and asks him to whip it out. Not because like a sexual thing, but just like out of novelty. Like, you've got to see this.
It's like a Ripley and Blazer, so, not exhibit.
A few years ago, somebody's like, you got to come check this out. And I'm like, all right, I'll take a look. And sure enough, you're like, whoa. And then it becomes like this legend that you want to share with others. And you're like, you must see this. It's incredible. And you're bringing other people over. And there he just pulls it out again. And this is in the middle of a pretty crowded lobby bar.
Yeah.
So you're like, this is totally inappropriate and maybe illegal. But yeah, it was just,
But just to check it out.
As a white guy that just with a pogo stick like that, man, you gotta show it off.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Going to the Centennial Toyota text line here at 73100. Dave, we all know the relationship between you guys and DK seems to be tarnished because you guys didn't seem to talk to her or communicate much, even though she was clearly back here in Vegas. So spill the beans. What happened between you guys? It was her choice to kind of break off communications. Like when you're breaking up with somebody and they go, I don't want to talk for a while, and you respect that. That was what basically happened with her. So we were in Texas and we'd been fired and they extended an offer for us to come back here. And Mahoney and I said yes, because we really wanted to go home. At that time, she had said that she did not want to come back to Las Vegas. Now, I think that maybe changed as time went along, But she said, I don't want to talk to you guys at all. And it was a tough breakup. It was. Yeah. But if today she said, hey, you know, I want to have a conversation or whatever, I'll always have that talk with her. Like, you know, DK and myself and Mahoney went through a lot together. Mm-hmm. It didn't end well, unfortunately.
Sure.
But it was her choice to kind of break off communications.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Man. Okay. Right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your looks?
Like a 6.
Really? Damn.
Yeah. Oh.
You give yourself a 6?
You think I'm better than a 6?
Hell yeah, you
really
are, brother. Come on.
I don't know,
give
man
yourself a little bit more credit. Yeah, you're gaining a little bit of weight. Yeah, your eyes are weird. You got a weird-shaped head. Sometimes you walk a little weird, too. But, man,
he doesn't
you
walk weird. He walks weird because, like, with his hands, it goes.
That's
like,
very weird, what yeah he's doing right now.
Yeah. Like a sense of purpose, man.
Yeah, like your arms, like, you know.
Dave, you're at least a 6.5.
I would say 7.
A 7?
A 7, all right. 6.5 and 7. Thanks,
you
guys.
You give yourself a 6.
Yeah, you need to get more secure.
I mean, I was pretty close. I said 6, and Ian said 6.5, and you said 7. So,
but
if I'd gone 9.5, you guys would have been like, let's pull it back a little.
Pump the brakes.
Dave, yeah, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
17.
What was the last CD? Oh, CD you bought?
The last CD that I bought? Yeah, I have no idea.
Really? You don't remember?
No. It's been
20 plus years.
Yeah. Like, okay. Buy a CD. I mean, probably Hootie and the Blowfish.
Nice.
Yeah, because I do remember going to the album release party for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, man.
At Manifest Discs and Tapes.
This one's from Andy. Hey, Dave, here's a question for you. Who is somebody that works in the building that you absolutely do not like? Let's just do first name.
No, Fred the Engineer. He's a son of a bitch. Every time that I ask him to do something, he acts like I'm bothering him, as if that's not the basic function of his job. And it started out kind of like funny between him and I, where like every time that we passed each other in the hall, he would like threaten to punch me, and then I'd actually punch him.
Yeah.
And I think it's manifested where he actually hates me now, and I find that hilarious. So Fred the Engineer, if you're listening, you are a son of a bitch. He had a T-top Camaro for a while, too, and I used to always think as he drove by, I bet I could spit in that thing. Yeah.
That is.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
What do most of your friends think about you that is totally untrue?
That is totally untrue?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, because I'd be guessing what they think about me that's totally untrue.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Dave, from the Centennial Toyota text line, somebody just wanted to let you know you're hot, they'd hit it, and wouldn't put a bag over your head.
Wow. Aww. Thank you, sir.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Today's Missed Connection Inspection is brought to us by the Fremont Street Experience's Downtown Rocks free concert series featuring The Cult this Saturday, July 14th. All right, Sylvie, you ready for this?
Yeah, I like how you set the mood. Yeah. Your voice, you're like, are you ready?
The Missed Connection Inspection is all about people trying to find love. And sometimes looking for love in all the wrong places, it can happen, right, Ian?
Yeah.
But there's a solution for that. And Craigslist has shut down a lot of the personals out there. Missed Connection's very much alive, though.
Very much.
It's still in the community section, is that right?
It is in the community section. And I feel like Craigslist kept it around because they're just good people over there. They want these people to find the love that they just yearn for so much.
And so what we're doing is we're giving it an additional platform. You know, sometimes you'll go on Craigslist and you'll put a post up. And if the person isn't a frequenter of Craigslist, which plenty of people are not, we just want to further broadcast these messages because we find these to be those of true love. First one is redheaded funny grandma looking for a room to rent at Flamingo and Eastern.
Oh.
You came by this morning and were looking for a room to rent. You liked the pool, the house, and the room. I liked your open-minded personality and outlook. You didn't take the rental app because I had a small deposit, and one lady was looking and let me know yes or no today. She has taken a studio apartment. The room is still available come September 1st. And then in all caps, I lost the paper you wrote your info on. I know it was Tammy. And I liked your laugh when I told you that redheads were my favorite flavor.
I didn't know
why I married a brunette.
Oh, Jesus. Man. Come on, dude.
I hope you find this. Send me your digits and I'll call you so I know it's you. Tell me what you commented on being parked out front when you arrived.
Oh.
Look, the room is still for rent. Sign me up. Next one. Isn't this sweet? Snapshots. And then in parentheses, at your place. I'm a married white male, 65 years old, looking for someone who can take pictures of me in my underwear. We'll need you to tell me the best poses. If you have a private backyard, that would be great. No money exchanged. So there is a married 65-year-old white guy who wants to come over into your backyard and take his clothes off, and you're going to take pictures of him, and he's not going to pay you anything?
Not fully naked.
It's a private backyard also.
Yeah.
That's how you find love.
This next one just says, hipster cowboy hat girl at Gold Spike. We met Friday night outside at Gold Spike. To be honest, I don't remember much about our meeting because I was extremely intoxicated. But I do remember I liked you. You came up to my room with me, but nothing happened because I was too drunk and I was puking.
Oh, no.
You left your hipster cowboy hat in my room, and I would at least like to get it back to you and apologize for being such a drunken ass.
Oh.
I like how we called it a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's a cowgirl hat if a girl's wearing it, right?
Right, yeah.
That seems to be the theme today.
I don't think this guy ever met a cowgirl that night. I think he was just too drunk. He might have been talking to some security guard somewhere and then found a hat.
And then created
this whole story in his head.
Maybe so. This one is male for male. You were near the beef pies. And as I looked at your shorts, I noticed you growing. And then you looked at mine and I was growing. We were both in a hurry, I guess. Maybe take a little more time. Maybe near the frozen vegetables next time. Maybe you have tinted windows in your car. I don't. Mine are clear.
Man, calm down, boys.
So he's hoping that he has tinted windows, so, you know.
Get it on in the parking lot.
No one can see.
Just picture two guys by beef pies just, like, standing there.
You're like, hey, nice jorts. You too. Another one that features an older individual. I was doing my evening walk jog the other night near the strip. This unattached, mature lady loves to stay fit. I'm not your average, everyday boring lady. Misspelt boring.
Yeah.
You look like you were visiting since you had that confident walk strut, no flip-flops. Body toned and tanned, a very cute smile for an older gentleman. Your hairy legs and arms caught my attention.
Oh my God, how hairy are they?
In passing, we smiled and scoped each other up and down, and you went, damn, in approval. It's been a while since that happened to me, and I was too much of a twit to turn around and introduce myself. Maybe you were visiting. If not, maybe we cross paths again elsewhere besides the strip. If you're a local, I'd love to chat.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Was he wearing nothing on his feet? Was he walking barefoot?
He said, well,
she said no flip-flops.
No flip-flops.
So maybe just like regular sneakers.
It seems odd to point out that he was wearing no flip-flops, though,
well,
if he was wearing sneakers.
I'm attracted to anybody who doesn't wear flip-flops. So if you're wearing flip-flops, that's a deal-breaker for me.
Is it?
So maybe she's on the same page as that.
All right. This one you'll appreciate, Ian, because it's from Fremont Street.
Yes.
Offered you a cold beer on Fremont, .. I'm a street performer on Fremont Street. I've seen you there quite a few times. I finally tried to break the ice and offer you a drink. You shocked me by telling me that you don't drink. I haven't seen you since. Where did you go? I kind of miss seeing your face out there. Let me know if you see this. If so, tell me what performance that I do. I would love to get to know you and hang out.
You saw this person one time and you missed.
No, he's seen him multiple times.
Okay.
You offered him or her a beer and then they've never come back. That might be a sign.
Yeah, I think so.
Off.
Sorry, Gene Simmons and a Rascal Scooter.
And then finally, I seen you at 99 Cent Store today. I seen you around 2:15. I was on the phone when you came in. I think we both noticed each other. You left before me. Hopefully you see this. We can start a conversation and maybe meet up. You had a fanny pack.
Oh, damn!
Yeah. Hi, my God.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If getting naked and hitting somebody over the head with a gator is wrong, well, I don't want to be right. It's the Redneck Report.
Today's Redneck Report is brought to us by the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks free concert series featuring the Cult Saturday, July 14th. That's this Saturday, y'all.
Woo, Fremont!
Here we go. First up, a gentleman, I'm sure, by the name of Chad M. Stitch, who turns 35 this week, was riding in a car that was pulled over on Wednesday after it was suspected of being involved in a drug deal. The passenger identified himself to the cops as Chad Majors, but the detective called his bluff because he had actually arrested the guy previously, and he had the word Stitch tattooed on his neck. So he made up a last name, even though his last name is tattooed on his neck. And he said, "You're lying. I arrested you before, and your name is tattooed on your face." Police say they seized 40 bags of suspected heroin-stamped Super Mario and Polo ecstasy tabs, marijuana, and $180.
$180. Dang.
Doesn't seem like that much cash. For
yeah,
that.
I know. Right?
Yeah, maybe if you're gonna maybe be like
going to drop off the drugs. Yeah,
yeah. But maybe like if you're going to be, you know, doing criminal activity, might not want to tattoo your last name.
I don't know. Wear a turtleneck. Something. Yeah.
Maybe even if it's hot.
Lots of ways around it.
Yeah.
69-year-old guy by the name of Earl Stevens from Vero Beach, Florida, got pulled over 2 weeks ago for drunk driving after his car kept lightly tapping the woman's car in front of him at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Just
boom, boom. So she called the cops, and when they caught up with him and pulled him over, he said, no, Earl was not drunk driving, because Earl was only taking swigs out of the bottle of Jim Beam at stop signs. So I'm not drinking and driving. I'm drinking, stopping, and driving. Totally different.
Okay, so it's safer.
He told cops in the third person like that, too.
Yeah, he got arrested for DUI.
It's like, is it like texting? Texting at a stoplight?
Also illegal, by the way. Not allowed to do that. So if you ever see a cop right next to you, even at a stoplight, you're not supposed to be texting.
Start whistling.
Yeah. I love this story so much. A guy with a prosthetic leg broke into a leasing office at an apartment complex in Dell City, Oklahoma earlier this week. It's not clear if he stole anything, but the building manager caught him in the office, so the one-legged man ran off. He then ran to a Toyota 4Runner with only three regular tires.
It was made for him.
Had one spare tire. Had a prosthetic tire. And he drove away, and the cops were still trying to track him down.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't me. It was the one-legged man. Oh, geez. And last but not least, Richard Golden of Jacksonville was sitting in his home when he heard glass shatter. Oh, no. A man broke through a sliding glass door with a rifle and demanded money. But Golden said, oh, hell no. Yeah. He didn't give in. He fought back. Golden's nickname, and this is how we shall refer to him from here on out, the Beast.
Ooh.
And here is the report that the local news did on the Beast not giving up.
The Beast. He hit me in the head with a rifle. And a buddy of mine just happened to come up at just the right time to distract him. And when he distracted him, I made my move. I grabbed and locked the gun in, dropped the clip because I had training, military training. And then there was still one in the chamber, though. It went off. I knew I wasn't dead. I knew I wasn't shot. And then the military training took over. I gouged him in his eyes until I felt his brain. I sat on him and gouged him in his eyes until the cops got here. And beating him with his own gun. I took his own gun away from him and beat him with it.
Stop hitting yourself.
I knew I wasn't dead, said the Beast.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So you can ask me anything that you want, 702-791-1075, or you can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Somebody is going to get tickets maybe for Panic at the Disco, or if you bitches can't come up with any hard questions.
God, look at you.
Dude, these are so tough.
These are really tough.
Man, I do not like, Dave, I don't understand why you would put yourself through this. I'm hearing stuff I don't want to know about you.
Really?
No, really.
Well, let's keep them going.
All right. Dave, how much longer do you think you'll be a part of the morning show?
As long as I can. So I've done a lot of stuff over the years. I've done TV work. I've done live event stuff. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that I like doing more than the radio show. Out of all the different mediums that I've done, all the different like cool productions that I've been a part of, there's nothing more personal than this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because like we all live our lives together, right? Like if you do a TV show, it's like you go in, you film X number of episodes, then they air, and people think that's awesome. And it's cool because like people that you've never had any sort of connection to will come up and they'll recognize you because you've been a part of something that they watched on television, and that seems larger than life.
Yeah.
This in radio is just the most personal medium of all of them, in my opinion, because every day we're hanging out for 4 hours, and there's people that will come up to me and they'll talk about experiences. I was at Born and Raised this past weekend. A guy was like, hey, I don't listen to your radio show anymore because I like Howard Stern better. He's like, but I used to listen to, not even kidding. He said that he used to listen when I was doing the afternoon show back in 2006 when he was like a kid. Like 12 years ago, and he was like 25 now. So he's like, I used to listen to you guys all the time and go to Extreme Thing. And he's like, you know, now I've made some money and I'm in real estate and I can afford satellite radio and yeah, whatever. But point is, like, you know, awesome guy. And 12 years later, there's still that connection. And he like was talking about all these like fun games we used to play over a decade ago.
I love that.
I do too.
Do you have any dirty laundry?
I mean, that's kind of what this whole thing is, right?
Yeah. But Dave, yeah. is there one particular thing that maybe you haven't brought up on the show before?
Ever.
No, I honestly can say I don't think so. I mean,
and you are pretty honest when it comes to this.
Yeah.
You put yourself out there.
I mean, yeah, I talked about running from the cops, and I don't know what the statute of limitations
yeah,
is
I
on
know.
That. I talked
that
about being cheated on and cheating on. I mean, those are all things that are traditionally kind of like the dirty laundry that people have that they never talk about.
Yeah.
But no, other than that, not really.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which Nick Cage movie is better? The Rock?
Oh.
Or
don't
Con
don't
Air.
You say Con Air. God damn. Don't you make me choose.
The Rock or Con Air.
There is a correct answer.
Con Air. Put the bunny down. Put
one of
the bunny back in the box.
Ever.
Yeah. Just because it's so cheesy, him with his long hair winking and all of his crazy karate kicks.
When they hit the guitar at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
like, what?
And how jacked up the strip was.
Oh, right.
Like, how do you go crashing into the Flamingo and then the Hard Rock within 4 seconds of each other? Like the whole movie is
an underrated role in that film. John Cusack, he is great in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
He's a great cop. Mm-hmm. Dave, if you had to, would you suck on Sylvia's toes?
Oh.
I mean, not in a sexual way, but just
like in your mouth,
purely out of service, because like those monstrosities need to be cleaned. It looks like you got some fungus growing on those things, and I would want to help you out. X107.5. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. All right, so I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So, Jigsaw style, live or die, make your choice. To save your parents' life and your own, you have to perform oral on either A, your mom, or B, your dad.
Jesus Christ, man. Now we're all dying.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, you can ask me anything that you want, and I have to answer it. 702-791-1075, 73100. Final opportunity right here to get those tickets for Panic at the Disco. If I choose not to answer your question, then the tickets can be yours. Tiffany, what is your favorite bar that you go to? Born and raised. They give me free drinks. Because
oh, yeah?
I lose a lot of money there.
All you do is play.
Yeah.
Dave, this is... Oh, I like this one. This is a classic question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number, man? How many people have you slept with?
Is it creepy to say I don't know?
Like
I don't.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
I know, I don't keep... Who keeps track of that?
Sylvia does.
Well, Sylvia's at like 2.
100 and 4.
No, I mean, do you honestly know the exact number?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
See, I have an ish, though.
An ish? Yeah.
Yeah.
30-ish?
Yeah, not
probably. Wow. Yeah,
30-ish.
30-ish.
Damn.
This week, what? Just kidding.
No,
probably more
that's
like
not true.
10.
Ish. Yeah, that's a hard ish.
This one from Facebook. Braden said, "Favorite guilty pleasure song." Ian, you got it ready?
Oh man, actually, I do.
Yo, tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yep.
We should do that like every day.
Every day.
Yes.
Dance off every day for 12 seconds.
Mahoney's going to come back. He's like, what the
what
hell
is
are
going
you,
on
what
here?
Are you guys doing?
Mahoney would love it.
Ross is going to look at the media base from today. He's like, you guys played Spice Girls 4 times? You are fired. Talmore, as a Bachelor and Bachelorette fan, totally dig those shows. Yeah. How disappointed will you be if one day your daughter goes on one of those shows?
Ooh.
And will you approve or disapprove of it? So it depends on the situation, right? Traditionally, those shows, I think, are really creepy and they set you up for bad relationships.
Oh, totally.
Because it's such a pressure cooker. It's not how real life actually works. And it's such a facade. Everyone's putting on such a front and you're going through all. If I had to choose if she was going to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, I would say probably the Bachelorette, obviously.
That, yeah, I would go that route. Because
then she
well.
Has all the guys kind of pining for her.
Yeah.
But it depends on the situation, you know? I mean, if she was having lots of success without it being broadcast on national television, because I feel like it's going to follow you around forever, right? And, okay, do you guys watch the shows?
No.
I did back in the day.
When you get down to the final three, there's a point where all three of you go to the fantasy suite for a night in different exotic locations. So the implication that you're
doing
sleeping with three different people all within a week of each other and also right before somebody proposes to you, which just doesn't seem healthy.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Because you know that's going to come up. Like,
that's
everyone,
always
everyone,
in everyone's head, yeah, too.
Like, so, like, you hooked up with me, and that means that you definitely also hooked up with the other two guys. And
but you're putting a ring on my finger.
Yeah.
Right? Because
you know that
mind.
Whoever proposes to this girl is going to be like, did you bang those other two guys, yeah, too?
I always watch Flavor of Love, so.
Oh, so a little different. Yeah,
no. It's the same. All right. Concept.
This one, how big is your Johnson? Answer, honestly, not big enough. Yeah, it's just, I feel like it's very average.
Okay. Are you happy with it, though?
Sure.
Yeah. See, good for you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
good
it can
you,
be,
man.
Doesn't matter how small it is to me, right? Still feeling good on this side.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty there, Dave. Have you ever been beaten up?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
a
couple times.
Did you start
the fight? Yeah, kind of.
And then they beat you up?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, not really like beaten up where I was like getting the crap kicked out of me or anything.
But like you got.
So there's a couple of situations. One, I got into a fight with a kid named Devin in middle school, and I got a good punch off at first, and it bloodied his nose.
Yeah.
But he was kind of a bigger kid, and so he fell onto me, and he ended up like in full mount position, and I couldn't get him off. And then my brother came up, and he's like, "Get off my bro," and he did. And then there was another time where we got bamboozled, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Ian, but did you ever get in like a group fight where like a bunch of people are fighting at once?
All the time.
Yeah. So this guy that was over at my house, we were all having a party, had got into this exchange with this dude because there's some issue with a girl. Always. And he's like, we're going to come to this abandoned Walmart parking lot and kick your ass. And so there's like 7 or 8 of us guys, and we're like, all right, let's go meet him. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's up.
Let's all go get in the car.
And so we got in 2 or 3 cars, and we drive over there, and as we pull up, there's only like 3 or 4 of them. We're like, yeah, like we had no intentions of like getting out and beating him up, but yeah, you know,
like scaring
scare them a little bit. Yeah. And so we get out of the cars, and as soon as we do that, like 6 other cars,
oh no,
come up behind us, and I'm like, oh my god! And sure enough, like 20 other guys get out that were all on their side, and it just turns into a melee. So my buddy, who had started the whole thing, got punched and dropped right in front of this car.
Oh,
and there's like 5 guys kicking him.
Oh, see?
And so I run over and I put my arms on the car and push back to kind of create a human shield. And I'm sitting here just getting punched in the head.
Yeah. Oh, Dave. No.
And eventually they stop. And then like there's like 7 dudes looking at me angry. And I just ran.
Yeah.
I was like, ring, see you later. Because the one thing I could do is run. Yep. And so I just took off running. They chased me, but they didn't catch me. And then eventually we all ended up like picking up our buddies and throwing them cars and getting out of
those
there.
Those fights always had like 5 or 6 more people in it than they should have had.
Yeah, like whose side are you even
like,
on?
Where did
I don't
you
even
come
know.
From?
Yeah.
It's like Bobby's older brother.
Yeah.
And his mailman.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
What's the grossest thing you've ever had in your mouth?
Come on, man. My mom might be listening.
No,
the grossest thing that I've ever had in my mouth. Like a food item or like a body part?
Both.
Anything
I mean, someone's foot. It's pretty gross, right?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's really
so
gross.
So you've had someone's foot in your mouth?
Yeah, I've sucked on someone's toes before.
Oh.
My wife's toes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Get some tough acting up in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Is that weird? You've never done that, Ian?
No, I've never sucked on anybody's toes.
Has anyone sucked on yours?
No, I would not.
Sylvia?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Huh. Well.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
Hey, man, George Clooney, you got to be cool. Almost got himself killed.
Oh, my God.
Top stories brought to us by the Fremont Street Experiences, Downtown Rock's free concert series featuring the Cult. This Saturday, July 14th, he was riding a scooter, a moped, over in Italy, which is actually a pretty common thing.
Yeah, that's what you see.
And he was going 60 miles per hour, and a car pulled out in front of him.
Oh my God.
Threw him 20 feet. And you can see where his head hit the windshield because it broke the windshield of the car.
Oh, dang.
You're George Clooney, man. Riding like an armored vehicle. Too valuable. Oh, precious George Clooney.
He is.
I know. He just had babies.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it twins? Did he have twins?
Yeah, twins.
So what's he doing zooming around a scooter at 60 miles an hour, George?
You gotta be careful.
Officers followed a car that was zigzagging down a street in Des Moines, Iowa before it crashed, and they were surprised when they found a 9-year-old girl at the wheel with a 7-year-old chick riding shotgun.
Oh, that's not old.
I kind of love this.
What? Oh, my God. What was she doing?
The 911 caller alerted police to a reckless driver a little before 8:30 a.m. on Monday. 8:30 a.m. on Monday. Officers spotted the car turning on its flashing lights while following it. The excursion didn't end until the minor crash. Police say, thankfully, neither of the children were hurt. The kids just went out for a joyride and were headed nowhere in particular.
No, because like I've heard a similar story where this kid was trying to go to like McDonald's or Burger King or something because their mom wouldn't take them. Took matters into their own hands.
So this is a horrifying story that turned out pretty well, thankfully. Officers found the baby under a pile of debris and sticks early Sunday, several hours after there was a crash. There's a 32-year-old man, dad of the year here, scheduled to be in court next Tuesday in Montana. Charges of assault on a minor and criminal endangerment. Deputies were called to a Lolo Hot Springs area at about 8 p.m. on Saturday because this man was creating disturbance and threatening to fire a gun. Cops say that when they got there, he was disoriented, likely because of drug use, and unable to help officers find the baby that he had in his car with him or say how long the crash occurred. Officers finally found the child about 2:30 a.m. on a downslope from the crash. The baby was covered in small sticks and dressed in only wet and soiled, like a wet and soiled onesie. Was treated for dehydration, lack of food, and had some scratches and bruises and things like that, and placed in the custody of the Department of Public Health and Human Services. But the reasoning that this guy gave for not carrying his baby to safety after this car crash is because the baby was, quote, too heavy.
What a piece of trash.
Just the worst.
It's too heavy. Like babies are... Oh, okay.
It could have been much worse, obviously, and so I'm just glad
thank
that...
Thank God it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it could have been really bad. Yeah. American Airlines say they are also getting rid of plastic straws by November of this year. I've never been a big straw fan, so all this getting rid of straws talk doesn't really bother me. Like, if we're at a restaurant and the waitress comes up and she goes, hey, do you want a straw? I always say no.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if, like, I want to drink, like, without a straw.
What do you mean?
I'm totally into straws now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Just because of all of this. We've been talking about straws.
So now, go the opposite.
I was at Yard House yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had a straw with my beer. I
no, you did not.
I did. I'm sitting there.
You didn't drink your beer out of a straw.
Yeah, I did.
Ian.
What?
What is wrong with you?
Doesn't that, like,
no.
Doesn't that get you drunk faster?
No, man.
No.
Stupid.
See, like, I'll drink a cider or a beer without a straw, but if, like, I'm drinking an iced tea, I have to have a straw. I don't know why.
Strange.
I know.
And something else that's being outlawed on an airline. Southwest says they're going to stop serving peanuts.
Are they going to give away those cookies?
They better, right? They got to do something. So there's some Southwest flights, like the longer haul ones, if you're flying to, say, Chicago mm-hmm. or across the country to Atlanta or something, they come by with the good basket of snacks.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, help yourself. You're like, I'm going to spoil myself. I'm going to have two things of cookies.
Oh, so legit.
It's still hot garbage compared to what you can get on other airlines because you'll have like legit meals on other airlines. But you feel like you're like, do you mind if I take the Wheat Thins and the Oreos? Can I do both? And they're like, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. But it's like my birthday.
No more peanuts on Southwest because they're worried about the peanut allergies.
Well, if you have peanut allergies, would you?
What a novel idea. Just don't eat the peanuts.
I don't know.
Simple.
Right? Like, you wouldn't eat the peanuts if you have a peanut allergy.
Business idea. Airline just for people with peanut allergies.
Dang,
what? I don't have a name for it yet.
Nah.
But
it's got to be something peanuts.
Have you ever heard somebody say peanuts, but they have, like, an accent with it?
It sounds so like they're saying penis.
Yeah.
Like the
my dad does that all the time.
The flight attendant goes, she's like, peanuts?
Peanuts?
What?
Peanuts?
Peanuts? Yes, please?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
The check of the voicemail is brought to you by the Fremont Street Experience's Downtown Rock's free concert series featuring the Cult, live and free this Saturday. Let's do it, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. So, Sylvia, last week you took the week off, and what's the weekly update on the dating life?
Message deleted.
Yeah, the last time, I believe, because, yeah, it was the 29th, right? That's when your hot lunch sex date was supposed to take place?
Yeah.
And?
We had lunch, and it was fine.
So it was hot?
You have anything else that was fine?
No.
No?
We had lunch on Monday.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
Who paid?
We did.
He's paid every time.
But I'm going to pay the next time.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
In cash or in another way?
Cash.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so I had this guy trying to explain the concept of gang stalking to me while I was in line at Walgreens the other day. And now every time I see a crow, I count their calls because I swear they're robots trying to get me now. These freaking meth heads have me all paranoid and crap.
Message deleted.
Have you guys heard about this?
What?
All right, I watched a Vice documentary on this. So gang stalking, there's a group, there's like people who think that there is like a conspiracy against them. They always feel like they're being followed. They always like are looking over their shoulder. They're claiming that like there's always a group of people who are there at the grocery store when they're there just to, you know, kind of annoy them a little bit and drive them crazy.
Never heard of it.
You've never really? Look up gang stalking. It is a weird phenomenon, but these people are crazy.
Y'all do too many drugs.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, morning team. Say, do you know another reason why not to drink out of straws? You know those wrinkly lips that smokers get from sucking on cigarettes? Well, chronic straw users get those too. So, boycott straw.
Message deleted.
I've heard of that.
So, stop sucking on cigarettes. Stop sucking on straws. Stop sucking on...
What?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
World Cup is in full swing, and that means we call upon Ivan the Blind Mexican to bring us once again a World Cup date.
And now, a World Cup update from our blind Mexican correspondent, Ivan.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Shout out to the good old Fremont Experience. Woop, woop, I'll be there. Got my free tickets to the show. Just want to let you guys know. Anyways, Pali Bouffonze as France makes it to the final. Today we have England versus Croatia. Dave, I hope Croatia wins because I have a $700 parlay on it, baby. Later.
And that was our World Cup update from our blind Mexican correspondent, Ivan.
Mexico!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We have a four-pack of tickets for the Las Vegas 51s. If you know the show today, here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Hey, Dave, what category do you search most on porn sites?
Oh, God. So embarrassing.
Come on. Yeah! My man! Woo-wee!
You son of a bitch.
What?
No.
You would make that Know the Show?
What?
You are a monster.
Why?
Why is he a monster?
It's fine.
Because both of you knew that that was the most embarrassing question out of all of them.
You did get really red.
I got really red on that. Because no, what do you search, Sylvia?
Dave, don't. Don't.
Passionate.
Don't.
Huh?
Passionate.
Passionate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, come on.
I'm
so
romantic.
Boring.
Is it like Passion XD or whatever? It's like always like
know.
The, yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Ian.
What?
What about you, buddy?
No, don't worry about it.
Come on, man.
No. Well,
I mean, Dave said it.
Okay. All right.
Come on, man.
I like the older, like, mature, you know, just, why? See, no, this is so bad. I'm so embarrassed by this.
What do you actually search? Because you know the exact words that you search.
MILF.
MILF?
MILF.
Really?
Yeah.
Ian.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it. I love it.
We weren't on the hot seat. You were.
I know. X107.5, good morning.
Morning.
Correct answer is?
Cowgirl.
Congratulations!
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, y'all! Yep. You're going to the Las Vegas 51s. It's going down to Cashman on Saturday. Thank you for listening, man.
Thank you.
What do you search?
No comment.
All right.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.